Okay. My name is Kalima. I am 17. Today is
November 9th.
Today is November 9th. I'm speaking with Robert Lopez.
Yo, what's up?
Okay, Robert, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you tell me about someone in your life who has a bit Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life? Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that the person has taught you?
I'd probably say my dad. And the reason why I say my dad is because he proved to me that no matter how fucked up you are in life, no matter how fucked up you are or whatever, you can always get through it. If you just have the right mindset, if you can just get through it and just bear through all of the pain and just go through it,
mm-hmm.
you'll make it out in the end of the day. So I would say probably him. He taught me a great deal of stuff, honestly.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Happiest memories?
Yes.
Let's see here. I don't know. That's a hard one. Okay, probably football, because football was a good one because we were 2 years undefeated. So, like,
mm-hmm.
when we were undefeated for the first year, that just felt great. And then for the second year, it felt even greater. Like, all of us were all hyped about it,
mm-hmm.
all me and my teammates. So, yeah, I thought that's a pretty good memory.
When did you play football?
That was, like, 9th or 10th or something like that. I can't remember.
This was, like, from your old school?
Yeah. We were good,
mm-hmm.
really good.
Can you tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life?
My grandma.
Your grandma?
Why? Yeah, I'd say my grandma because, she's done a lot for me and my brothers, more so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And she's definitely impacted our lives on a great deal, like a lot, honestly. She's taken care of us for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
My parents are doing whatever. So, you know, there's that. I guess, so, yeah. Really nice lady.
What's your grandma's name?
Anita. She's very religious, too.
That's a cute name.
Yeah.
That's like a sweet lady name.
Yeah. What are you proudest of? Why does it make you feel proud?
It's going to sound kind of cringe to some people, but I don't care because of how many hours I know it took me and how much, like, the mental capacity you have to, have for this type of, like, game
mm-hmm.
is, like, really hard and shit. It's definitely not the easiest game. It's one of the more, like, high competitive video games out there.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's a video game. I do not care. And, yeah, I made it to the top rank in this game, and it was, like, one of the most competitive video games out there right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was really fucking hard.
How did you react when
Well, you got I to hit that point. Three different seasons. So, after the first time, I just felt like I was the man. And on top of the world, because, like, quite literally, you get a status from it on a bunch of, like, social medias and stuff, because people, if you're good enough, people
mm-hmm.
start to talk about you and stuff, and they'll make, like, videos about you,
yeah.
which they have, and the biggest video I've got about me was, like, 1.2 million views.
That's
crazy. I didn't make it about me, someone else made it about me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, it just feels good, it kind of feels like your ego,
yeah.
almost, but, like, I try to get rid of that, you know what I mean? You know?
That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah,
it is
cool.
1.2 million?
Mm-mm-mm, it was awesome.
Okay.
See my name up there and all that type of stuff. And yeah, I think that was one of the more my prouder moments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, I did the eyeball.
What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I don't know. Living here in America, because I feel like here in America, we have a lot of opportunity that other countries don't have, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because, like, there's other countries, like, I just don't have the good, correct educational systems, I feel like, that we have to offer down here.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of American kids or teens take for granted for what we have here. And honestly, it's kind of sad because here in America, you have plenty of opportunity, like, unbelievable amount of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that some people just don't see that, it's kind of sad. So I feel like I'm grateful just to wake up here in America,
mm-hmm.
honestly. Pretty cool.
Can you remember a time in your life where you felt most alone?
Probably during quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was, like, more so that I realized how of a loner I was. Mm-hmm. Because, like, during my stay down in the country, I didn't really talk to nobody. I was more just only cared about school and then going home.
Yeah.
And then I was like, dang, when quarantine hit, I realized I didn't talk. I mean, I talked to people, but I didn't hang out with nobody. I didn't have no social life, no nothing. Mm-hmm. All I had was the game, the gym, and myself. So, you know.
How much did that impact you?
I feel like it impacted me pretty big because I don't go to school down there no more mm-hmm. because of the stuff I went through now. So I have to go down here and all that stuff, all that type of stuff. So, you know, I feel like it's impacted me pretty good. Not like in a good way, honestly, a bad way.
Yeah.
Like a great deal. But
is there anything that you would have done differently?
That's a rough one. I think honestly, maybe just not falling into that pit of despair, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and that depression, and just staying locked in, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, I guess staying on top of my grades yeah. and stuff like that.
Do you have any regrets in life?
Probably fucking up in high school and after freshman year,
because
mm-hmm. after my freshman, dude, throughout my entire middle school and elementary school, I was a straight-A student, and just for me to do all that to get up to high school and then be here stuck at Decals in an alternative school where yeah. I'm just at the bottom of the barrel after working for so hard educational-wise and yeah. then just fucking throwing it out the window. So, yeah, I think that's my biggest regret, high school,
mm-hmm.
not staying locked in.
Can you tell me about your thoughts on God and religion?
I feel like God has played a big role in my life ever since growing up. He's been there. Me and my family have always gone to church and stuff. And in all honesty, I feel like it depends on how you're met with God. Because if you meet him on your own, it's a different, you have different perspective on it rather than somebody who's already a strict Catholic or Christian or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they come up to you and they're just pushing these hard ideals on you. Makes it more hard for you to even want to even like welcome it into your own domain. So
yeah.
I feel like God can be good. He can be good for you. Just don't let someone else's opinion of him like destroy yours,
mm-hmm.
type of thing.